Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, laddies and lassies, and everyone in between, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, Adonai, or Saint Patrick. But one thing we do know, until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. This is the womb room, babies. And we are broadcasting live on Radio Susie One. Worldwide revolution, worldwide sexual revelation. In your hard drive. To operate with your wetware. And tonight, if you're listening to us live, it's St. Patty's Saturday night. Just in case you're wondering what all the green is all about. Of course, we love green here on the show. We're definitely pro-green all the way. But we don't always wear this much green, nor do we have all of the green lays floating around. It's sort of like a hunting lodge or something in here. But we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day. We celebrate whenever we can here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. And yes, St. Patrick, who was he? Some Catholic saint, I guess, who brought green dildos to Ireland, right? Didn't he? I thought so. To chase the snakes away? Oh, well, this is our snake, Eve. And nobody chased Evie away. Evie is here to help us all get lucky tonight. We're going to talk about snakes and other animals, boas, all kinds of reptiles tonight. And I've got some incredible guests that I want to introduce to you. The theme of the evening is St. Patrick's Sexual Evolution. And all of my guests have really evolved in some interesting, fascinating ways, actually, to find their their pots of gold. Not that they're at the end of their rainbow. They're sort of in the middle of their rainbow path. And we're gonna get a little rainbow light from them tonight. I first want to introduce the amazing superwoman, Brandy Love. Yes, look around. Yes, she is a hot wife and a good wife.
Absolutely.
I know. I've read her book. She's an author as well. Getting Wild Sex from Your Conservative Woman. And we're just going to find out how conservative Brandy is. She is kind of conservative in a way. Well, she comes from conservative stock. Jesse Lauriston Livermore. Got the middle name right?
You did.
I did.
Perfect.
Your
perfect.
Granddaddy?
That's my
yes,
grandfather.
The
yes.
Great Bear of Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Also known as the Boy Plunger. That's a kind of a sexy name.
It's actually not, but we'll go with that.
I think so. I mean, the Boy Plunger sounds like
genes.
He would be
I
your granddad. Brandy is also a just almost a messianic swinger. I mean, just really, really into the philosophy of swinging as well as the whole.
Yeah, thank you.
Ooh, this is fun.
Thank you.
Getting my microphone adjusted by my lovely assistant, Vita. Lovely Vita. Mita
no,
May.
All right. She's all right.
Okay. Yeah. Am I good now?
You're good.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. So, and you're a porn star as well.
I am.
And you're here in L.A. From North Carolina. And I'm so glad you could stop by. We've been tweeting.
It's a pleasure to be here and finally meet you.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show. Happy St. Patrick's Saturday night.
Right back at
yeah.
you.
If you want to lay, you know.
I have several to choose from. I like this. Variety is a good thing.
I don't want to say a green lay. That doesn't somehow sound appetizing.
Yeah,
no. You know, green. Well, green is the color of money. Hey, you've had some green lays this week. Porn.
Very yeah. true.
And green is the color of envy, which one tries to keep at bay. This industry, and it is somewhat difficult, you know, with all the sex going on. But we'll talk about that more later. I want to introduce also the amazing postgraduate porn star.
Hello.
Morgan Ray is back on the yes. Dr. Susan Block Show. Yay.
Thank you for having me again.
It's always Morgan. And I was just looking at pictures of you dressed up as a Whoa Sexy Nurse
yes,
on my show
nurse.
In 2007. You looked incredibly hot on our Halloween erotic escapade show. It was the erotic insurgent masquerade, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you were a nurse, and you looked hot, and you look even hotter now.
Thank you. A little ground up.
Oh, the bit. Hat is in front of you. It's obscuring your cleavage from me. I don't know if you want to put. You could put it on your head. Someone should put this hat on, or something. I don't know. Wants to be a leprechaun. Let's see how that looks on you. Aww, that's really cute. That is. That's very you. That,
I like it. I'm a huge fan of money as well. So
yeah,
you can fill
okay.
my hat up.
This is money green. That's what this
that's
is.
That's right, money green.
Yeah, it's the color of money. That is definitely the color of at least American money. Which I'm not so sure is worth as much as other colors of money nowadays, as the granddaughter of the Bear of Wall Street knows.
It's the American peso.
The American peso, right.
I'll take payment in gold.
Well, that's the other color of St. Patrick's Day, I guess. The pot of gold is mm-hmm. always going to be worth something. So you've had all kinds of adventures since we saw you last
yes.
with Gene Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
My golly.
Yes, he was interviewing me and just had someone... having a master's degree in psychology and
yeah.
coming to the industry of porn and being a swinger as well, so.
Uh-huh. And did you get to play with his amazing tongue?
Yes. Oh. It's very, very long.
Yeah, well, we know that, but how does it feel? We've seen that.
Oh, just how you can, very soft.
He's good with it.
Mm-hmm.
Long
very
and
fast.
Soft, like mm-hmm. a snake.
Yes. Flicker, flicker.
Flicker wicker. Okay, well, so speaking of sexual evolution, before I get to the other side of my poll here, my stripper pole.
I like
poker.
The stripper pole.
My phone is ringing. Or no, that's someone else's phone. All right.
Also, someone? I guess, what else is new?
Yes.
Being in Vegas, and I'm teaching at the Erotic Heritage Museum with Dr. Amanda Morgan and I about having better sex for couples that come into Vegas.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you have all these couples that come there for seminars and seminars and to be inseminated with your
and say, help me do this, help me
wisdom.
Do that. But, you know, everyone just needs to breathe and relax. Sex has been around for how many years? Just go with it.
Breathe. Right. Breathing is important.
Open up and say, ah.
That helps. A lot of times people do hold their breath.
They do. They tense up and they freak out. So letting the natural flow of things, natural rhythm of the universe take over.
All right. And you have evolved, both of you, I mean, really, from conservative housewife.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And she's sexy.
I'm sure you've always been sexy.
Oh, I don't know about that.
But you've gotten very sexy.
Is this the new American dream now? Like you grow up as a little kid and then you become a porn star?
I think it is. Yes. Yeah, you know.
You go off to college and then you say, forget it. You
right,
have a normal job and then, you know, you reach that, I don't know, I guess I started, always had. We're always having sex. I guess we just choose to put it on the big screen.
Right.
And you're just like, okay, I'm just going to go off and do some movies in L.A.
Well, you know, when you have sex in front of a camera, it becomes pornography. Otherwise,
of course.
And everyone's doing it in front of cameras now.
Right.
Yes, more people, yes.
More and more people from every walk of life. Mm-hmm. And every style of person, and yet, you know, this generation, I guess, sees this amazing evolution of people who would never have thought they would become a porn star. You know, they didn't think that as a kid. I think now maybe some kids are thinking, I want to become a porn star. I mean, why not? We're not encouraging you, okay?
I always say, I have many things to do. What else? Because I have the young girls ask me, a lot of, like, ATM, won't go off, get educated, do... I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but what else?
Well, so you went to graduate school not to become a porn star.
To a therapist.
Didn't
therapy.
Think about porn
no,
star.
No, not at all.
And what was the moment of your evolution?
I was at a swing club, and I've always been a swinger. And so then I guess the director just saw me and said, honey, if you can do this gangbang for free, you need to go to L.A. and get paid. So,
And then there comes that green.
There
again.
Comes the green, and I'm there. A huge fan of green. And I thought, you know, at the Mental Health Institute, I love you all at that low rent of a paycheck versus out here. And so it's...
Well, at least you have something to fall back on.
Yes. Education is never a waste of time.
Right. Right, right. You have to, you know, because porn is only a part of people's careers nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So moving right along across the stripper pole poker table to two lovely ladies. Another Morgan, but this is Morgan Bailey.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. And Amy Daly. Gosh.
Hi.
Are you guys like a rap song?
Kind of. It used to be...
kind of.
Partners in crime.
You were partners?
We've been partners many times.
And you are porn stars, award-winning?
Award-winning porn stars.
Porn stars.
Right.
And speaking of evolution, transformation, I'm not sure what the right word is. I might say something politically incorrect.
Technically, the thing that's not going to offend people is trans women, but...
Trans women, okay.
Honestly, if you're going to say, like, trans women or transsexual, like, tranny, like, everybody says tranny.
Tranny.
It's not, a lot of people are going to say it's offensive. But
I don't find it offensive.
Yeah, but who really wants to say transsexual?
I understand.
I prefer tranny over anything else.
Like, a lot of people don't want to say Dr. Susan Block. They'd rather say Dr. Susie.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, that makes sense. What are you taking my dick for? Oh, it's obscuring. My green dick. This is my St. Patrick's green dick. We spent all year growing it, you know.
It's very lovely.
Isn't it? Yeah, there's something lovely about a dick.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Dr. Susan.
I don't hear anybody say anything about that.
Absolutely.
Well,
guys,
Dr.
anybody
Susan.
Say yay?
Yay! Dicks are lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah, jeez. Very lovely.
I would very much love to stroke your penis.
For luck. You like that color
luck,
green,
of course.
Too, don't you? stroke my penis.
Hey, I'm in Vegas, so I need some luck, too. I'll stroke it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll stroke a shark.
Oh, look, and your nails match it beautifully. Very, very nice. Did we get a photo of the nails? Where's my photographers?
Not my nails.
No photographers. I have no photographers. Hi.
Let me stroke your cock, Susan.
Stroke my... Yes.
It's a beautiful cock.
It is a beautiful cock.
I feel like it didn't work.
Yeah, don't we feel like it's
hold that.
It
hold
seems
that.
Sort
how,
of.
How do you get it to stay so hard all the time?
That's because we water it. That's right. This comes out of our garden, actually. It's really amongst all the plants. It really does look like one of the cacti or something. It's amazing.
Oh, so you have magic water that makes dick grow.
It's amazing how dicks appear in nature.
Actually, it's green water right there. See?
Oh, the green water.
We put the green water in there, and
yes.
Lo and behold,
boy, forget Viagra.
Up.
You guys,
we
got
are going to get
right
that
here.
Green water in a moment. I'm not going to. Well, you know, we're probably going to do the agua shots early tonight because it is St. Patrick's Saturday night. But before we do, I want to get a little bit more about your evolution.
Sure.
Your sexual evolution.
What would you like to know?
Well, I mean, you started out. Are you from L.A.?
I'm not. I'm from Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm from L.A.
And you were a little baby boy.
I was born a little baby boy.
Yeah. Aww.
A big baby boy.
A big baby boy. You weighed a lot.
11 pounds, 8 ounces.
Wow.
This little shit.
Big baby boy.
That was tough on your mom.
Well, you know.
Who cares?
She's had quite a few. I broke the mold, though.
Oh,
I was the biggest one.
Mm.
But, yeah, from a very young age, just always felt like I wanted to be a girl. You know, I didn't think that I could be. I never knew that I would end up transitioning into, a full-time transsexual. But here I am.
Here you are. And when do you first remember wanting to be a girl?
Like, as young as I can remember.
Just first memories, all the memories.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, like, you know, when you're playing with your friends when you're young, I always took, like, a female role.
Mm.
And, you know, always was asking for, you know, tea sets and girly things, and I got them.
But
so
you were tall.
I was tall, but,
yeah.
You know.
But feminine.
Very feminine. Yeah.
Very feminine. And so, now, when did you really come out?
When I was 13, I told my parents I was gay, and that's all. At that point, that's what I thought was going on. I knew I still wanted to be a girl, but I didn't know that it was possible. And then
you didn't know that word, trans women,
no.
Because it is kind of obscure.
Yeah, and so just really through coming out and being gay, slowly just was transitioning, and I was unaware of it really. You know, I was just wearing makeup to school. By junior year, you know, I was wearing girls' jeans and girls' shirts, and all my friends were cheerleaders, and so they kind of really helped pave the way for me.
So how did your parents feel or react?
They're really supportive. I couldn't ask for better parents, though. So.
Great.
Yeah.
And how about becoming a porn star?
They're very supportive. Actually, they love it, so.
Really?
Yeah. They're kind of freaks, too, so you know.
And they're there in the Midwest. God,
oh, yeah.
That's another
cool.
part of this phenomenon.
My father's a
tattoo of all
artist.
Different kinds of people being porn stars is there's all different kinds of parents who have to deal with it.
Both of mine are very open-minded.
Ah.
Yeah, my mom's a sex worker and my dad's a tattoo artist, so.
Oh, right.
I kind of all came together.
Yeah. Wow.
Here I am.
Very good.
There you are.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy, what about you?
What about me?
Well, where are you from?
I am actually from L.A. I grew up in the South Bay, beach area, on the beach.
And did you also start as a big baby boy? Or?
If you want to get philosophical about it, actually started as a baby girl. But technically, on my birth certificate, I'll say baby boy, yeah.
Okay. But you feel also that from the beginning you were a girl inside and then it and must be pretty much outside. I mean, I don't know what you ladies have done.
I don't know what you ladies have had done either.
No.
I mean,
a lot of
no shame in my game.
Had things done. So, you know, that's kind of the modern age in a way to have things done. To your bodies.
Just boobs, though, for me.
Just boobs.
Mm-hmm. Boobs and hormones.
Boobs and hormones.
Silicone
and
hormones.
Hormones, okay.
Hormones will do a lot.
And you also boobs and hormones?
No boobs.
No
just,
boobs.
Hormones. These are
those are your
natural.
Real boobs?
They grow.
Wow.
Definitely.
Wow. And you're a porn star also?
That's correct, yes.
Yes. Well, how did you decide to become a porn star?
I don't know. You know what? I met my buddy here, Buddy Wood, at a bar one time, and it was just kind of random, really.
Yeah.
Something I kind of thought about it. I thought it would be fun, but...
And you were already a trans woman?
Yeah, totally. Already transitioned. Everything.
Now, the key word that, of course, is the most popular key word is shemale. But that, I think, is even more offensive maybe than tranny.
Yeah, totally. You know what? Totally offensive. One-on-one situation, never want to say that to a trans woman.
I know. And I use it partly because it's a key word.
Exactly,
you know, it attracts
exactly.
a lot
it's
of
great,
fans.
It sucks it's great for SEO. You know, all the people on Google are going to type shemale.
Yeah.
So totally doesn't really offend me when it's used in porn or
also
on, internet
on
or
Twitter, trans woman takes up a lot of cash.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I mean... When it comes to your porn and porn sites, it's going to be, I mean, it's all about SEO, and they're going to be using terms like shemale or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever is going to attract, you know.
Well, but I respect, I mean, I have used that word, and I'm admitting, you know, it's for the green. It's for the
exactly.
attract, you know, because that's what fans are are looking at. You know, but we'll say trans woman.
Yeah, totally.
Trans women.
When you're talking,
a trans women.
Just a tip for those guys who really want a trans woman or a tranny or a shemale, whoever they're aiming to get to. Don't call them a shemale or a tranny to their face. Call them a trans woman.
How about calling them a woman?
Or a woman.
Yeah.
That's fine. But if you got to throw the trans thing in there,
yeah.
if you got to be, you know, you got to let them know that they're trans, say trans woman.
There's mixed feelings, I think, amongst the board on that.
Face.
Like, I'm very proud to be a trans woman, I guess. You know, for a long time, you know, it was all about trying to be a woman, but it's just an unachievable goal.
Yes.
You know, you are who you are,
what?
So you should be proud of who you
Morgan
are.
Morgan totally brings up another point, is there's a lot of people who don't identify as trans women, or women, some of them identify as maybe genderqueer. They don't really identify as either one or the other. So you got to kind of, once you get to know the person, then I guess you can really...
Then you can really jibe them.
Yeah, exactly.
Tease
them.
You know,
I'm a big old
them,
tranny. You can just call me tranny. I like it.
All right.
But if you don't know who you're talking to, say a trans woman or trans man. That's all I got to say. But if you do know them, then you can say whatever they prefer or whatever. It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, I have another guest. Actually, I have a few more interesting people here tonight that I want to introduce before I go back around again and again, and maybe do some agua shots, and maybe I want to get rid of the snake. She's being a little rambunctious, so I'm not taking her to the gallows. Don't worry. But I know also it makes Brandy nervous, even though she's Superwoman, huh?
She's over here pinching my leg.
Do you want to touch the snake? You want to touch my snake, baby?
Normally I would say yes,
but
very
rambunctious.
She's freaking out. Say go, go.
I'm not scared of much.
I just want to say that, Morgan, a lot of people say that I look like Puma Swede, you know, real similar. You look just like Jennifer Dark.
I don't know who she is.
Have people said that about to you?
You know, I get Julia Roberts all the time.
No, you've got to go look her up.
See, I think
Jennifer
you look like
Jennifer Dark.
Joni Mitchell, but that's probably, you know.
Yeah, you could be her older, like, literally her older sister.
Aww. Yeah. Well, I think that's a compliment.
It is a compliment. When I saw her in the elevator, I was like, oh my gosh, that looks, I mean, for a second I thought it was Jennifer, but the height threw me.
To me, tall Demi Moore.
I've gotten that a lot.
There you go.
I've gotten that a lot.
But yeah, Jennifer Dark, she's a porn star.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to check her out. I've gotten India Summer a lot, if you know who she is. A lot of times people are like, oh, India Summer.
Yeah,
India Summer. She's a lot
that.
Shorter. Mm-hmm.
So Buddy is your director? Your friend?
He's one of them. He's definitely a friend.
Your tranny chaser? Sorry. No.
He is the biggest tranny chaser I know.
Come on. You want to say hi on the floating microphone? Oh, okay.
Can you actually come there?
Well, you can say hi. Oh.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Get closer.
Sit there for a
Yeah. Well, you can sit here for a minute. Right. Maybe
Take
two.
A seat.
Hello there.
Yeah.
Hi.
You know, snake's going to come out from...
It's all right. I'm used to that.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So did you become interested in trannies personally before directing? And I should say trans women, but I'm, you know, doing shorthand.
Whole syllable thing.
Short talk.
No. I was interested before and then utilized that interest to become a director.
Ah, interesting. Yeah. And when was the realization moment, if there was one?
What?
That I that you were interested in trans women?
When I was drunk.
Talk on the microphone. Drunk.
When I was drunk driving down the streets of Chicago.
In the St. Patrick's Day theme, yes.
No, it was... yeah, I was pretty... I was in my early 20s, and...
You're just 22 now.
Professional. Just, it was one of those things. I'd really... There was no real big thought or...
No?
No.
Not a big thought. I mean, is it that best of both worlds concept?
Well, there's a lot of guys that are into transsexuals for different reasons. So I always consider, you know, many niches within a niche. Mm. For me...
It was a niche that itched.
Well, a niche I could itch. Let's put it that way.
Well, you scratched it, and then you found out how you could do it, you know, on the cheap. I know.
Bottom line, we would drive by this one bar when I was young, and I would always see very pretty girls hanging out outside. And one time I jumped out of the car and I ran in, and there they were.
Yeah.
And I thought, how interesting. And that was really it.
And they had
And then for years it was something I sort of checked out.
And these are your movies splayed on my bed?
Oh, I don't know. Are they?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Somebody's
probably.
If they're chicks with dicks, they probably have.
Yeah.
You're a chicks with dick specialist.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Can you identify the kind of viewer? I mean, if you want to, you know, kind of statistically stereotype?
Yeah, guy with glasses, goatee.
Baseball cap, earphones.
That kind of guy, yeah.
I can identify with, yeah.
Yeah.
I can break it all down bit by bit,
I wonder
person by
how
person.
Many women like to watch it. You know, I'm just wondering, because a lot of women, you know, like to wear strap-ons, and maybe they're going, I wonder what it would be like if I really had a dick. Well, maybe I should watch a trans woman.
I get a lot of emails from girls.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a lot of girls. I run a club on Thursday nights, Blue Moon Nights, every Thursday night in North Hollywood, and we have a lot of girls that show up there.
Mm.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, we can always learn about, you know, clothes and makeup from trans women.
Well, yeah.
Because native women or natal women, is that what we're called? Genetic. Biological women?
GGs,
genetic
women.
I mean, most of us take our femininity for granted. Isn't that right, Brandy? Most women, especially after they've had a child or gotten married, they just let it all go.
Yeah, I get a lot of that too. I had kids, blah, blah, blah. How can you help spice up our life? And they forget who they are.
Yeah.
Well, that
yeah.
to me was always one of the attractions to transsexual women, actually, was the overt.
Very feminine. They have to go that extra mile. That's right. I mean, I feel they teach us about, you know, really pushing it. And next time we feel like, oh, you know, look at what I have to work with to make myself look good. Well, at least, you know, you have certain parts.
You can appreciate it, too.
I don't think it's true for all transsexuals.
No, of course not. You ladies are blessed. You are blessed. I'm thinking of some of my clients that really, sure. you know, they're the truck drivers and the police
yeah.
officers and the construction workers who really want to be girls.
Probably
them,
some of my
very
clients,
tough.
Too.
They
people grew up in a different era. People have it a little bit harder. They grew up in a different era. It's a little bit more conservative.
Yeah.
Well, I think the trans women now, you can't tell. You're like beautiful.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I'm 37, so back in the day, you obviously would think, like, yeah, that is a man. Nowadays,
you can't tell.
I think what it is that people are transitioning younger. When you transition later in life, like if Buddy was a transition, he probably wouldn't look so great. But when you start when you're 17...
That was how
wow.
But when you start when you're young...
They don't care about hurting his feelings.
No, they don't. No, they really don't.
It's not more open society.
He edits my videos and photos. He doesn't care about hurting my feelings either, so, you know.
That's right. You have the ultimate powers. You get to edit their photos.
Well, yeah.
and the video. Mm.
That is so interesting, though, that you guys all brought up the very point, is that you guys put so much effort into looking beautiful,
yes.
And we take for granted that we wake up with a vagina and breasts right. and long hair.
I actually don't put in much effort at all. I spend like 30 minutes in front of the mirror.
Okay, so as I was saying.
No. You made a really good point.
It takes a lot to look trashy. I'm sorry. Now we're going to have to look trashy.
You know what I think it really comes down to?
No, but I know what you mean.
I know what you mean, too. And there are a lot of girls who do that, you know. But, you know, I think just spending a little bit of time on yourself every day and making yourself look good, what really it's about is trying to be who you feel you are on the inside, you know. And we all know, you know, sexuality is... That's something we've got to find in ourselves and release. So,
yes.
You know, being sexy is being sexy. You know, if it's the first thing when you wake up in the morning and your hair is in a bun, you know, the blowjob is still just as great as it is at night with lashes and eyeliner, you know.
Well, now, St. Patrick's Week is a time when a lot of people, you know, want to release their sexuality, mainly because it's an excuse to get drunk. And who was saying they got drunk?
I get drunk all the time. I'm from Vegas.
I'm from Vegas.
No, no, but you said you got drunk when you realized you were into trans women.
Well, I got drunk a lot as a youth in Chicago.
Right.
So
okay.
Whatever.
So we have a St. Patrick's drink of choice here tonight.
Let's have it.
It is green. It is green. Have you tried agua?
I haven't. I would love to try it right now.
All right. We're going to do aguas all around. Have you ever tried agua coca leaf liqueur?
I can't say that I have.
It's perfectly legal. It is made from the coca leaf.
Then forget it. I'm just kidding.
Legal. Who wants that shit?
But you get to also utilize these little vials.
That looks like it's more up my alley, honey.
I hate to disappoint
it's
you.
It's only salt.
But it's only
really.
Lime salt.
I was getting excited, Dan. This is Vegas right
but
here.
Actually, this is kind of exciting. It's going to be exciting in a somewhat different way. Yes.
Is this
you.
South American?
This is it's agua. Okay,
now I recognize the vial.
Bolivia.
Brandy and I will share that.
Thank you.
So here's what
we
you
both
do.
Share. Well,
you have to lick the lime salt. Don't drink it yet. You get your lime salt. Here's the lime salt.
Is this
salt.
Like Holy Communion? We'll just pass
yes.
it down?
You get the lime salt, and you spread it on a body part.
Oh.
There you go.
No.
Mine's a little more full than
yours.
Give
them their lime salt there.
Oh.
And you can just spread it on a body part. And then you lick the salt. And here you can bring that over to...
You can lick a mine, baby.
You can bring down that. And then you lick it off, and then you can drink your shot.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, so how about this? I'm going to...
What do we do now?
Okay, Brandy's going to lick the salt off me,
right.
And then I'm going to lick the tequila off her tip. And then we'll kiss, so somehow kind of
you
intertwine.
You girls are sexy.
Now, where did the tequila come from?
Oh, the same tequila?
No, this is agua.
Is that better?
Coco leaf liqueur.
I am a blonde, you know. Don't let the
No, I understand. I am too, and that's
She's
why
so
I,
cute.
You
I like
know,
her.
Jorgen, I don't mind.
It's all good.
Okay.
Good. Get the water out of the way.
So let's see. So now I have a camera
it's like
in the way.
Powder
in
a vial. I'm nervous.
And now we have. Oh.
We'll do a.
Amy's skin.
You want to give one to
lovely, titties lovely right titties just from hormones?
Very natural.
Very.
I'll do some too.
Did you have titties before the hormones?
Oh, God,
nope.
That's like
no.
Limity limity. Oh, my face. Oh.
Now you have to drink.
Kind of like, honey, what'd you eat last night? Your cum sucks. Oh. Okay.
And here we go.
You didn't lick any of
Help
it.
Him out. Help him out.
I am. Lick him on. You have to lick some of the salt.
My tongue's long.
No, otherwise, no, oh, yeah, you have a very powdery looking titties. Titty. It looks like Charlie Sheen has been here.
Is this tiger blood?
Yes, we are. We are definitely tiger bloody.
Okay, I'll lick it off her.
I can't lick my own, so I was going to lick yours.
That is actually lizard blood.
Her boobies look good.
That's green lizard blood.
Yeah. Ooh, it's leprechaun blood.
Lizard anything.
Yeah. All right.
I got to lick off yours because I can't. I'm not that flexible.
You're not
I don't believe that.
I think you're her very flexible. So you seem like a sportswoman.
I think we should switch it up and put one tranny on one side and one goodness, look gal at this. On the other.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, I'm open to that.
Look at her. We're getting a little conservative drunk tonight.
All right, now.
I'm going to take the conservative home.
I do want to introduce our friend Bon John.
Bon John?
Yeah.
Come on up here.
Come on up here and say hello.
What do we do with all this?
Hello, me groovies.
You're not wearing any green.
I am. This is kind of dark green.
That's
such
a dark green. Isn't it like Kelly?
It was real green before laundry.
Yeah. I think you need that hat right there.
You think?
Yeah. This is your hat. Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Is this it?
This is Bon. Yeah. All right. Nah.
Are we doing our shots now?
Wait, you didn't do your shot.
Oh, I thought we were going to do this together.
Go ahead.
Who do you drink with? I thought it was together.
Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can certainly do your shot after you lick your...
There you go. To all the Irish throughout the world.
Here's my motto. You got to look like a movie star, party like a rock star, fuck like a porn star.
Woo! I like it.
Mm-hmm. I second that.
Let's get some claps for that.
I third that.
I think that was a good saying.
See
right
the
there.
Clap
That's
sign.
A good St. Patty's saying.
Smells good.
Oh, well, how are we all going to feel in the morning?
It's very sweet.
See.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah, just drink a lot of water. You'll be fine.
That's a whole other scene for all of us.
Very nice.
That was great.
All right. Well, good. Well, you don't have to put them away.
Titties and shots.
No.
They are very, very beautiful breastesses.
Why, thank you.
They are very beautiful, yes.
I'm having breast envy over here.
I got titties to the right.
Envy.
Thank you.
Well, it is the Women's Day evening. And so let's be honest about our envy.
They're beautiful.
Okay.
I'm thinking I want to go to Vegas. That's all I can say.
Woo! What does my wrist say?
What does it say?
Pay me.
Oh, it's the color of the evening.
I just found where I want to lick my alcohol from.
I am pro-ho. There's no shame to my game.
Pro-ho? That should be a bumper sticker.
You should. You want to play, you got to pay. Uh-huh.
Right there. Wow. Now, how does that operate in Vegas? I mean, you're not at the Bunny Ranch.
No. I'll tell you.
Okay. We're not on radio.
Don't know one's for listening.
Everybody. No one's listening.
Well,
it's okay.
You know,
yeah,
I
Mike
mean,
could
this
be.
It's a small audience. Yeah.
I want to see him.
Your relatives.
Well, you don't have to put those away. You can leave those out. That's
what it's all about is being discreet and using a good service.
I think the people, the cops have their...
Serious
I know, right? What, money? I love to make money. How do I get... I don't know. I'm just... It's Vegas, and people have fun, and I guess, cater to like a couple kind of...
It's available.
It's available. Yeah.
And if you have the money and the know-how, you can find it.
Yeah.
Right.
Just my website. A lot of people...
Is my mic on? Yeah. Okay.
Like my fans will come in to town and say, can you educate my wife or my girlfriend, take us out and blah, 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 and show us. And so, yeah. I go like this. Pay me.
Yes. I like you.
It's good.
Nice. Girl's got style, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So I
am nice to meet you. Pay me, and then we'll play.
I can't hear. I can't hear anymore.
Speak to the palm first.
I cannot hear. Cannot hear.
Okay, just
you sound great.
She can't hear. Just
we can hear you.
You can hear me. Yeah. Should I get a new set of headsets? Maybe. Can I get some new headsets?
No, I can't
use yours because they're wired.
Brand, we need headsets.
I need some headsets. Okay. Well, I can hear. I just would like to. I like that quality in my head.
Me too.
You know?
Quality of head? That
oral
is a good thing.
Erotica.
So many guys are so bad at giving head.
Well, that's true too.
Now, that's you. Now, that's something I always want to know. Do guys always want, is that like the first thing a guy requests is to suck your dick?
They all want cock in their mouth.
Financial situations.
That's the real of it, right?
In like fun sex situations, not usually, but like if you're getting paid, yeah, they want to suck dick.
Really?
But not necessarily right away. I mean, wouldn't they? Or yeah? Well, if they're paying by the minute,
they
I
act
guess.
Like they don't. If they're paying
I mean,
by the
so
minute,
there's so much
yeah.
of you to enjoy.
You know what, though? But when you know, when it comes down to it,
yeah.
You know, I thought about that.
Well, yeah.
I do a lot of webcamming. I don't do any escorting or anything like that. But I do a lot. Well, not lately, but I've been doing a lot of webcamming.
And I would say, seriously, 90% of them are bottoms, and they want to have the fucking thick cock and right in their fucking mouths and in their asshole.
Ooh. She's right. Say it, girl.
Yeah. No, for real, though.
Seriously. We know you know, but we're talking about everybody else.
Yeah. Wow.
No joke.
Well, there is a big market for that. There's a lot of
you know
of
what,
guys
if you can put something in your
that,
butt and it feels good.
They want something in their butt that feels
yeah, totally.
Good.
Doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean
and they
gay.
Want it attached
can you
they love
Susan,
they love
can you
women
in your headsets?
Barely, not really.
Okay.
No. But I can hear. Maybe I need to turn it up a little.
No, not at all. I mean,
can I turn it up here?
It's they're probably more men than the men who are in denial.
Yeah, for sure. They're just out there. They don't care. They want to admit it. They love women, but they want to fucking cuss their ass.
I'm one of the
therapists
for
Dr.
Susan.
It's okay now. I turned it up. It's okay. I'm good.
So, you know, I speak with a lot of guys.
You know what? At the end of the day, it's just sex. Really yeah.
She said a good
to.
Point at the end, even though they love... I'm sorry, I didn't get... What's your name? The blondie?
Amy.
She said a good point at the end. Even though they're with their women, they still like a dildo, a tongue, a finger in their ass doesn't mean they're gay, because right. That is a spot that feels good.
Yes, it is.
Totally.
I mean, it's an erogenous zone.
And yeah. Yet there is all the psychological aspects.
Correct.
And so what I hear a lot is guys are attracted to trans women because they feel like they're with a woman, but they get to play with a dick.
Exactly.
You know.
I have learned so much through my website, something that I wasn't aware of. I just wasn't privy to
yes.
It was going on around there. Many men would write me and tell me that without their wife's knowledge, they were meeting other groups of men and having male sexual relations with one another, but they were very straight in their social world, and their wives didn't know. And again, those are all reasons why I wrote my book, is because just be you. Mm-hmm. Marry somebody who's willing to let you explore that. Don't lie and deceive and have to live this alter life. Just get with somebody who's going to let you explore all of those things, because ultimately that's a disaster. She will find out.
And your book,
you know?
is a great primer for someone who is coming out of the closet in some way or wants to get their spouse. I mean, it's mainly for men trying to get their conservative wives, just like it says, out of their sexual shells.
And for women coming back
also,
to what they were.
Yes.
Most of them were a freak at one time, but society, motherhood, marriage, whatever, changed them.
Yeah, and keeping conservatives, Republicans away from escort services and yeah.
They're the ones who pay all the money. Are you
kidding? Exactly. Good luck with that.
The ones paying them.
That's the ones. So let's talk about that for a second. Brandy, you come from. I want to get back to your granddad. I don't feel like I'm exploiting him because you put him in your book. Jesse Lauriston Livermore.
He has many books out, so it's not exploiting. It's
right.
Part of
and
my
you're
family
his granddaughter,
history. Yes.
And so you must come from a kind of conservative Wall Street-y family?
Well, the thing that's so awesome about my family is, unfortunately, my father was embarrassed by it or really wanted to...
Oh, he became a hippie.
Well, no, he was a Christian Republican, and I have nothing against them whatsoever, but when they swing too far to the right, just like people who swing too far to the left, it's lies and deceit and bullshit. That's what happens. So when the truth came out, yes, they were Republicans, and they were very fiscally conservative, and they were all Wall Street mavens and what have you, but the backstory is so good. When I got my hands on the biography, they were into,
cake.
I mean, I can say it now,
yeah.
But coke parties, swinger parties.
And not
they
just
were,
lime salt. This is
no,
real
this
stuff.
Is real yeah. Shit, right? I mean, my grandmother, when she passed, and I got her box of goodies, right, there were all
Soldier
sorts
boy.
Of jewelry that was meant for
sure.
Cocaine, I guess. I mean, that's what I in little marijuana, gold, 14-karat gold, roach clips and shit. It was
aww.
Great. So
I got one of those.
Yeah. And my great grandmother was a Siegfried girl. So my family's background, though it looked really conservative and you know to mm-hmm. to society, they were total freaks. And I'm the first one in our history to be real. I come by it naturally. It's who I am. But
all right. Well, you know, it's kind of like a Mayflower girl coming out as a stripper or something.
Oh, I do that,
and
too.
And you also a
love
stripper.
It.
Right?
That is honestly, that was the sexual liberation. My husband was out of town. I was dying to know what went on behind those doors. I always had, but at first I was like, oh, they're all nasty. Ugh, I'm never going to go in there. And of course, underneath it all, like most women, dying to put on a pair of stripper heels, a little thong. Yeah. And I did it. He was out of town 3 a.m. I'm like, babe, guess what I did? What'd you do? I won an amateur contest.
Oh my god! So I've been there ever since. What's your signature move?
Well, I can't do it here. I would do it for you, but
sure you can.
No, I really can't. Trust me. But we have these two like bars that go down the stairs, and if you lay across them, and kind of arch your back, and you can spread your legs and do all sorts of stuff.
I love that. Now, we have this sort of pathetic, but it's a stripper pole, okay? Now, it's pathetic if you're in a strip club, but for a radio show, it's not bad, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's fantastic.
I mean...
I'd like to see these long legs crawling
off. I was thinking about it, because I feature dance, too, I don't think I'll clear the ceiling.
Well,
She's taller than the pole.
If you want to see me on the pole, come see me on Sundays.
I don't think you should swing around the pole necessarily. Yeah, but you could stand up by the pole.
You have to just stand there.
I think we'd be impressed.
We want you up there.
Move the mic and the chair.
So where will you be Sunday doing this, baby?
Fall over here and come around this side here.
Okay, someone help move the drinks, please.
And we have oranges.
Oranges, just in case you get thirsty. It's like a marathon.
What are we supposed
oranges
to do with those?
They're anal beads. That's our next show.
I was waiting for that.
Wow.
Somebody was guessing.
Look at you.
I'm going to come over here and sit next to you, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Look at those legs.
You don't hit the ceiling.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah, dang.
How tall are you? 6'2 without the heels. 6'3 without the heels. And so here we are in the heels.
Marta,
you can see
you're
doing this.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So tomorrow night topless, you said.
Well, how about topless now? Can we get some topless? Yeah. We just saw the top.
Take it off.
Oh, she takes her top off as soon as there's money on the table.
Absolutely.
How about, let's see.
There you go, Morgan, baby. God. Oh, beautiful.
What's your signature move? Oh, I'm sure it is.
I don't have money, but I'll put a pocket rocket on the table. Pocket rocket on the table. What? Yeah, for you. They don't work on... Okay.
Oh.
You know what? I'll give you this. How about this?
It'll work on dick.
I love it.
There you
this
go.
Is a screaming O cock ring.
Yummy. Yay, Morgan.
That was good.
Well
done. I got you, brother.
Well, I don't know. I was hoping I would see some moves from our stripper here.
Right here, Randy. Which one?
No. I'm pro ho. I ain't a stripper.
Come on. At least she's honest, I guess.
Okay, you can do your show. Okay, what was the move that you won the amateur contest to?
Oh, God. I think just the fact that I didn't fall and I was truly an amateur.
And we would be impressed with that, too, because...
Give me a little something to use tomorrow. I want to see.
Brandy, you gotta go.
Oh, God.
Come on, baby. Bring it.
Pretty woman.
Bring it. Bring it, mama. Yeah, there you go.
You'll impress us.
I don't think I will.
Just if you don't hit the ceiling and you don't break the
pole.
Come around this way. Here you go.
Mm.
Oh, I'd be happy to help you, don't get me wrong. But safety first.
Here she comes. With her girly girl dress.
I love it. I just love
it's
it.
It's very girly.
I know. This is so debutante.
You know, she's
so
good.
She looks so...
That dress looks so
good.
Mayflower
so
porn star. If it was on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to second that.
Oh, yeah, look at her. This is Brandy Love impressing us just by posing with his great dress.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Lindsay dress. And so what kind of panties are you wearing for Panty Boy? Oh, they match your shoes. You're wearing pretty pink panties. panties.
Can we see over here?
Turn around so everyone can see
them. Yeah.
And these
are Randy, you're so hot.
Panties.
Randy, amazing thighs.
Yes. Oh, look at this move.
Let's hear it for Brandy, everybody.
Let's hear it for Brandy.
Yum, yum.
Brandy's panties.
Brandy's panties.
Brandy's oh, my goodness. See,
look at the
that's what Eddie Griffin was talking about when he was talking about white girls with hella ass these days.
That's gorgeous.
Oh, my goodness.
We have music suddenly. What is this music? Strange music. But okay, I guess this is supposed to be stripper music now. Oh, she's moving in a sensuous way. Oh, yeah.
All right, you know how good you are when you can be sexy to this music, girl.
This is music to a funeral.
Cheer to my eyes.
She's all working right. Her ass off.
Rocket, rocket.
Yeah, baby. Way sexy. Will you go to prom with me?
Aww. Yay. Brandy Love.
That was hot.
That's great.
Yeah. So, are you wearing panties for Panty Boy?
No.
No,
girl.
Don't wear panties, no.
That's where they roll in Vegas, man.
I
ain't got time for all that panty shit.
I would love to not be able to wear panties all the time.
Now
what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. She left her panties in Vegas.
Exactly.
Someone paid top dollar holla.
Them panties got sold.
They did. I had to walk around for a couple hours and have like sex with a couple guys, and someone else bought them.
I will tell you that Panty Boy wanted to say he loves naughty America. My friend's hot mom, Morgan Ray Brandy. I guess this is a mix of you two. Love you. You're the best.
He's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I told him to use his avatar.
Oh, yeah?
With the panties over the head. Yes, I take
that's a good one. I love it.
He's discovered himself through Twitter. Yes, absolutely.
I don't think Panty Boy's a stranger to the trannies either.
No, as a matter of fact, are you wearing panties for Panty Boy?
Honey, I've got an 8-inch dick and big balls.
Well, this would be, I suppose, granny panty. I don't know.
Oh, no. I can get him in a thong, but.
You can get him in a thong. I thought so.
There's a magic trick to it.
What's the trick?
Do you really want to know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yes.
You sick motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Are you sure you really want to know?
Oh, yes.
It might ruin it for everybody.
No, we want to. Let's spoil them. Let's.
Whatever you can tell us about your 8-inch cock and balls.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to show you.
Oh, well, yes, that is even more better.
You want to get back up here to show us?
Please.
You should.
Probably should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get back up here. All right, here she comes.
This is great.
Yes.
Hot, sexy
Morgan Bailey.
Telling the truth. Come on, baby.
Morgan,
if you can give it to her, just take it off the stand.
You got it.
So she can be up there with the microphone.
Oh, yes, we have a microphone here.
There you go.
And should it come around this way?
No, right here. She's got a microphone right
here. Oh, okay. All right, then.
All right. In the meantime, you're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. You're listening to Evolution. And let me tell you this.
Hussa! Hussa!
All right.
6'3".
You have our undivided attention.
6'3".
And green nails.
Oh! I can't hold this. I need both my hands for what I'm going to do.
If you would like to say something, I got you.
Yeah, it's a cute little thong. Yeah. You you grab the balls and you pull them up behind you, like up the taint and back behind the ass cheeks. It's a tuck, basically. And then the cop goes there too.
Never.
No tape. No tape. This is tapeless. Yes. Wow. Look at this. Yeah, and it just looks like a pussy, right?
That is awesome.
It totally looks like a pussy from the front.
Yes, yes.
It just goes to show how similar we are. You know, a dick is a big clip that you can even hide, just like a clip can hide.
So pretty much what she's doing, she's pushing her balls.
Yeah, this was not exactly a strip dance. This is a demo. Okay, this is amazing.
That is awesome. No, that's awesome.
That was great.
Now, let me ask you this. What do you teach Jamaica? Now, like I was saying,
Chinese aphrodisiac.
Earlier, is it the hormones are getting better that you're able to cross over as trans women more better? That made any sense?
It's not really that the hormones are getting better. They've kind of been the same for quite a while. It's just that people are transitioning younger.
Sooner.
Okay.
So the younger you transition, you know, if you transition before your puberty,
pubescity.
Puberty. You're not going to have a male puberty. So you're going to have a female puberty.
Okay, I want to give a hand, though, to Morgan Bailey.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That was a very, very interesting demonstration.
That was very nice.
Yes.
No one's going to top that share.
Well, you know, it's not a question of topping
the night.
You know, that I don't know.
That was all very educational.
We share who we are.
Thank you.
But that was certainly very spectacular.
Very educational strip.
Have you ever had any sexual encounter with a trans woman?
Well, encounters, yes. I mean, she's got me stuttering.
Self-pleasure. An adventure. Have you had a trans adventure?
Yes, I've had a trans adventure.
Oh, I like it. Let's hear about it.
I've played with trans penises and certainly lots of trans titties.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, and certainly lots. I have different trans friends. You know, some of them have pussies. They're you know, post-op. And some of them, I guess you say pre-op, but they never want to op. They just...
That's non-op.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't done everything you can do
sure.
with a trans, but I've done, you know, a lot of what I like to call outer course and play. And
I love it.
That's what
I have a question for you girls, actually. Have you ever met a trans man, a female to male?
I had a couple.
Buck Angel. We have had right here. I hate to interrupt, but
love
Buck Angel
him.
Is the ultimate trans man.
I had a couple, and her husband liked to dress up in women's clothes and pretend that he was a woman, but obviously clearly not a woman. So the wife was very scared, and I met them, and she's like, well, and I was asking the husband, what kind of like sex are you interested in? Because if you're dressing up as a woman, are you interested in having sex with another man or another woman? I guess just for him, he just wanted to be like a woman. So we had like, I tried to like reprogram all, you know, them two and say, okay, we're three women, and we're having great sex. So what you got, a penis?
Right.
But are trans women, what are they attracted to?
Well, my question really was, I mean, personally, for me, I'm not necessarily attracted to women. I'm definitely into guys. In San Francisco, you see a lot of trans men, you know, women who are now men. And I can't clock it. You know, I'm not like, oh, there goes the trans man. I'm like, oh my God, who is that gorgeous young college boy? And I know from my standard,
okay.
I'm going to say that if you two were, I mean, have you guys encountered someone like that?
I
like,
have not.
Oh
well,
my God,
Buck
he's gorgeous.
Angel is like that.
Whoa. Well, Buck Angel definitely is gorgeous and very sexy, but, you know, muscular and big. I mean, a lot of the guys that I'm talking about are just like really good looking, you know, 20 to 25 year old. Shorter, but really,
and there are women that are now
great
men.
Looking. Oh my God, facial hair and pecs.
Let me kind of answer the question that you kind of had. First of all, trans women are trans men. Yes, there's a lot of fucking hot ass trans men. But I kind of wanted to say something that might blow a lot of people's fucking minds.
Blow our minds.
Gender orientation and sexual identity are not the same. They have nothing to fucking do with each other.
That's,
so if you're a transsexual,
something to get clear.
The fact that you're straight or you're gay or whatever. It has nothing to do with each other.
Well, it has to do with who you want to be, who you are. Okay, not so much so what you like. What you like is another subject.
If you want to be politically correct about things, she is a trans woman, and she is a straight trans woman. She is into men. Mm-hmm. So you would think of her as just being a straight woman, basically. She's a
and what about you?
Woman. I am a trans lesbian, or I don't know. I'm trans.
Are you trans bi?
Yeah.
You've been with her.
I would identify as more as trans bi, but
or maybe trans or pan trans.
Pansexual,
trans.
Oh, fuck, I'm confused.
You know, I think
I'm confused. Let's have great sex.
I love women. I love men. I love trans men. I love trans women. I guess I'm polyamorous.
Now, I just want to say that Bon, when he's not wearing his St. Patrick's hat, is going to be wearing a King's Crown next week for Purim.
Yes, I will be.
King
and I'm
Achashverosh.
Feeling very, very honored to play the
and
king this
it
year.
Is Purim, which is an obscure Jewish holiday that celebrates weapons of mass seduction when a beauty contest winner named Esther, it's in the Bible, right between Nehemiah and Job, it's right there, and she's my heroine, really, because she comes out of nowhere and basically saves her people from genocide through the power of her sexual seduction, through basically seducing this kind of horny old king.
Yeah.
And
typecasting again.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But what's interesting to just, you know, kind of segue here is that throughout this Bible story, the story of Esther, in addition to every scene having alcohol consumed in it, I mean, it's an amazing amount of wine that is drunk in this Megillat Esther, book of Esther. But there's also what I call the first ancient transgendered community shows up a lot in this story. And who are they? They are the keepers of the harem. They are the eunuchs that teach Esther everything and that also help the king with everything, that do all these things all through the story. And it's these men, women, you know, that make this amazing, important appearance in the Bible and are accepted as just, you know, these people that, you know, maybe they didn't do it consensually. I'm sure they didn't, because they did it at a young age. They I don't know, maybe they even had some kind of plant extract hormones or something or other, but they certainly, you know, did some surgery probably non-consensually and painfully, but maybe they did it with, you know, young boys that they felt were right, that wanted to be girls. And I know that some of these eunuchs would volunteer. They would go, you know, I really want to be this. I don't want to be like a regular guy. And you know, anybody that says that in the Bible, you know, these kinds of sexual experimentation and sexual breaking of boundaries is against the Bible, well, they should read it a little more carefully.
Absolutely.
It's extremely sexually explicit. They had good
nobody
times.
Nobody should read the Bible at all.
Oh, it's fascinating.
You know what? Read it if you're interested in a cool fucking story, because
that's
the Bible
exactly
is a great fucking story.
It's a great fucking story.
A little
story.
Bit of history.
Well,
it's not literal,
but it is a cultural history.
Totally.
And of course,
totally
it's...
Even if we say we are against it or we hate it, we fucking still know what it is. We
exactly.
still have it, you know, so
amen
it is,
and
it's
women.
Inside of us all.
So that at least we can fight with the Bible thumpers and thump them back, you know?
Well, it's great. Well, the Queen Esther story is one of the only stories in the Bible that actually doesn't mention God.
Right.
And doesn't mention religion.
Right, it doesn't.
It is purely about...
Eunuchs.
Well, it is purely
about humanity,
about how we deal with things.
Very sexual.
Not to change the subject, but the Catholic Church, you know, out of wherever the hell they are, the Vatican, they've recognized transsexuals for years, you know, 40 plus years.
Ah.
So, you know, a lot of the if you were homosexual, either don't have sex or become a woman, like, it's kind of how they view it, you know, so they're very anti-homosexual, but they've always been very pro-trans, which is really...
The Catholic
you know,
Church? No, hold on. Catholic Church.
Okay, we got to change the subject.
If you're gay,
no politics and no religion.
Oh, wait, the show's all about politics and religion and sex.
No.
I'm just responding.
No, because my belief is when we all die, when we go to heaven, there's not going to be a Baptist section, Catholic section, Buddha section, whatever section.
That's
I hate that.
But you know what?
We all believe
I retract my statement. I retract my statement.
Damn you, woman.
Bring me more vodka.
Would you like to do another agua shot?
Catholic, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, whatever the fuck it is. If you're gay or if you're transgender, you're going to fucking hell. So
but let me tell you this:
on
the Catholic
on their side, if you're
bashing, no, I'm a Catholic, so I can bash them. They're the highest with the priests with pedophiles and sexual abuse. So we'll end it there.
Catholics got the gays.
We'll end it there.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll segue it.
That's maybe another story.
I mean, most religions are trying to control sex. I mean, that's what they are. And they mainly want to control it into procreation.
And a lot of brilliant
ways. The little Southern Belle over here is getting drunk. I love it.
I'm not.
Brandy, you're being smart.
No, I just know when to keep my mouth shut.
Smart girl.
No religion.
You are saying shit by saying you're not saying shit.
St. Patrick's Day. Fucking waited for...
No, I'm good.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
God made us in the image of him, so rock what you got.
Hey, I like that. Rock what you got.
Rock what you got.
Well, you know, that's what Betty Page told me. Betty Page, of course, everyone knows who she was. She was a great pioneer and a model and a boundary breaker and a revolutionary. And a fetish model. And then, of course, she became a born-again Christian.
Yeah, what's the story with that?
Well,
I know
the story's kind of complicated. It's quite complicated with her. She had a very tough life in many ways.
It was
tougher for her than it is
for all of us. From my understanding, like when she was doing a lot of the posing and a lot of the photography, that she didn't quite realize what it was being used for.
Well, I don't know about that.
And I think,
I don't see that. I just think that just like a lot of women,
she's about to die over here.
You know, she had some difficulties, but the point is that she converted.
I've got no panties.
To Christianity. Come on up here, Morgan.
Oh, you get it.
Come on up here. Come on.
I should look Morgan's
Come on,
camera shot.
Hello.
Okay, I'm tested. I promise. I'll show you. I've got my aim test right here on my phone.
Thank you. Hello.
Clean tranny right here.
Come on, chicken.
Take the microphones down. And it's because they're all talking too much. And Morgan's going to take her dress off and show us that she's not wearing any panties. All right. And I'm going to finish the story of Betty Page while
you
do
go,
that,
Morgan.
Which is very important.
Okay. We love you to death.
What am
already.
I doing?
You're going to just
Whatever.
Do a little slow striptease.
I've got nothing on.
That's fine. That's perfect.
I'll pull it up and pull it out.
Just do whatever.
Do
just
it, baby.
Take it off. Okay.
And okay, fair enough.
You want to get up here? Come on up here.
I need some music.
Yeah, ooh, you'll get some
music. A little music. She's so fucking beautiful. Look at her.
And when I asked Betty Page, how do you reconcile your strip? Am I on or not?
Yeah, you're
okay.
On.
Okay. When I asked Betty Page, how do you reconcile your stripper? Well, she didn't have a strip, but nude modeling background with your Christianity. She said, "Well, darling, God created Adam and Eve naked and as jaybirds, so I reckon it's okay for me too."
Oh, she really is wearing panties.
And here we have the postgraduate porn star, Morgan Ray. Now we need music, actually. Before it was a demonstration, so now we could use some...
A little music.
Musica. Okay, here we go. Morgan Ray.
Music, please.
Also, these speakers are now too low.
Yeah, turn on the music, please. Okay, no. See, we have music when we don't want it. Where... Okay. Okay, he's a DJ, but I think we have a matter of seconds
test
here.
Test 1, 2. Turn up the speakers.
Okay, so in the meantime, Panty Boy wants to say that my assistant, Vita, looks great, and she does. Yes. Okay, and so where's the music? Why don't we have any music? Or Should I have to sing now? Is that what's going on? We had music before. Is Brian? What's going on? Okay, no answer. I mean, just let me know if there's no music. Okay, so then there's no music. Okay. No paparazzi.
Okay, okay. Well, we have to all sing because we can't get music going.
I don't know.
La 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 la.
Yeah. Okay, here.
Oh my God.
Here she goes. That's very elegant. Throw off the jacket. Yes, very nice. And the bracelet. Very nice. Look at what great shape you're in.
Yeah.
Gosh. You really belie the whole idea that genetic women don't take care of themselves. You really take care of yourself. Yeah. Your clit is not quite as big as the other Morgan, but it's a big clit.
Wow.
Both Morgans have a big
clit.
Wait,
I didn't see it.
Okay, but we can't hear. Get the microphone in front of her. She's talking. Can someone get the microphone? Who's helping with the microphone?
The other one. The guest microphone. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, so here's the thing that, am I on?
Yeah.
Here's the thing that's interesting. When you see Playboy or in porn, you see that that clean slit.
Yes.
You know, because that's what, you know, as growing up, for me as a teenager, I was like, I have to have the perfect pussy, blah, blah, blah. And I look down like, oh, it's not perfect.
Oh, it is perfect.
So, oh, my God. Well, wouldn't you see what the images of video magazine shows you? So as I got older, comfortable in my skin, I rock what I got.
I can't see it.
It's too huge.
Have you seen a post-op clit?
Oh.
No, I haven't.
Girl, your pussy's rocking, girl.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I hate it.
Beautiful pussy.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh.
And you are so in trouble over there.
I love vaginas. That's
oh, we're all in trouble.
Here's my big-ass pussy. Mm.
We love that pussy, honey.
Big ass pussy.
You know, I hate it.
If I knew that,
that's like a toddler compared to what I'm working with.
If I could go to the surgeon and get a pussy like that,
really,
would have been done. But guess what? I'm rocking 8 inches and I love it.
You know, you gotta rock what you got. Okay, so I did it. You know who has not done it yet? Amy.
Amy,
you better get up here, Amy. Okay, so there was my, like, little...
That was great. And without
great.
Music.
Beautiful.
Without music.
I'm really trying to...
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Let's hear it for Morgan.
Thank you.
Oh! Morgan Ray.
Morgan Ray in the house, yeah.
With a beautiful clip. Oh,
beautiful.
And you get your pocket rocket.
Pocket rocket.
Matches your dress.
What's the... Can we have a story?
Drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles.
All right.
And
that
yes, you
great.
Can smoke a cigarette. Yes, of course.
That was
now, wait a minute. I just, Dr. Susie.
Yes.
I just want to say something because.
Go right ahead, Brother Max.
I grew up in the 50s.
Yes.
And I never saw a pussy. It was all behind this forest.
Great.
So it was very mysterious.
Fantastic.
Right? And it wasn't.
Even when you saw porn, you didn't see
a pussy.
No,
wait a minute.
Because it was all covered with hair.
No, I was looking at. I was looking at nudist magazines. That had airbrushed pussies. So you could never actually see a pussy.
They did airbrush in the 50s?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So what was the...
They
what,
did it...
What was your... Like, what did you get off to in the 50s? When you were a little boy, Jack and the...
In the 50s,
the
we got
shed.
Off... We got off to American Bandstand.
Yeah. Shake that ass.
A lot of Philly girls shaking their ass.
You know, my thing was GQ magazine. I would go to 7-Eleven and steal Jolly Ranchers in a GQ magazine. Ooh, and I just loved it.
Jolly, what'd you do with the Jolly Ranchers?
Dr. Seuss.
You know what my first memory of porn
You didn't
is?
Eat them, I think.
I was sitting in a tent with, like, five other dudes. I was, like, in, like, 10th, I don't know. I was, like, 11 or 12 years old. I don't remember how old I was then.
Yeah.
How old I was, whatever. But we were sitting in a tent. We were all looking at, like, Playboy and Hustler. It was the weirdest shit ever. It was, like, 5-10-year-old boys looking at a Hustler or a Playboy.
And did you think I want to be them? And they were thinking I want to fuck them.
I don't know what I was thinking. I was really fucking.
They're all whispering.
Like,
over
she's
there
fucking hot. You know what? I would love to be like her too.
Hey, are you talking about someone?
Okay, no, we were talking about
something. Are you gossiping?
About, no, she was telling me that my lips are beautiful, and it's just so funny how everyone has their own phobia.
Your lips are very beautiful.
No, which lips?
My pussy lips.
Oh, the lips are great.
I'm teasing her because she thinks hers are big, and I'm like, girl,
no, very no.
I am so insecure about my pussy lips.
Oh,
very insecure. Very
don't you
insecure.
Worry about your pussy
you
lips.
Shouldn't be one
well,
bit.
Because, well, because you, like I was saying,
no,
I grew up in that.
No, she wants to be right, so
hold,
that she can get a lot of compliments.
Everybody, hold on a second. Hold on.
Dr. Susie knows.
Wait a minute. Audience, is something...
Your pussy lips
pussy
make
lips
me
okay?
Come.
Are her pussy lips okay?
They're beautiful.
Let me hear
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's get up for Logan Ray's pussy lips, everyone.
Thank you. Because my friends who know me, I'm so embarrassed. They're like, shut up.
Why? Sweetie, if I could get a pussy like yours, I'd get
so
one.
So that's what we were whispering about.
Susie.
It's nothing.
I know, I'm coming all over you, babe.
All over my face, babe. I always say on my tits, not my face.
Well, you know,
I like it on my
time.
Face.
I know what you're talking about.
Get in
about.
My eyes and all over
because people
my mouth.
Are getting surgery. They're taking their
you
beautiful
like it all over
pussy.
Girls
mouth.
Are doing it to their assholes, too, though.
Yeah.
So
what?
It's not just the pussy anymore. It's
what?
The asshole. Oh, yes. Pink
well,
cheeks and oak are,
well,
and Sherman
Oaks.
We live
in a time where they cut it, slit it, so you have that brainwash. You're like, oh my God, I got
to
be like that
there's
perfect.
Well, you know what?
Our
industry, and I know it doesn't just go for the trans industry, it also goes for the straight girls, too. Our industry is so oversaturated. There's a new girl that comes in every single day, but there is not stars born every single day and brought onto the scene. And that's why there are girls like these two lovely ladies and girls like us up here is because, look, 2 years ago when I came into the porn industry, I wasn't sure what was going to happen, and I blew up and I did great, and here I am 2 years later going strong. But there's girls that come in every single day, and I know
and
you all...
And they leave every single
and
day.
And you all deal with that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... Honey, your pussy looks real good. You're
oh
in business, honey. She's in business.
Well, we're this is a lot about
Brandy. I want to see
our
your
genital
pussy.
Brandy said her lips were bigger than mine, so that was like, what?
They are.
And since this is becoming something about our genital image, I mean,
Brandy's up next. The fucking
Brandy.
Boom boom.
Brandy.
Boom boom.
The
have you ever
debutante
kissed a transsexual?
No, I have not.
You're missing out.
Just
saying.
As far as I know.
Oh, good answer.
Oh, well, you know what? As far as you know, let me tell you, you have.
So you're bisexual.
Really?
She knows.
You've kissed
she knows.
Women and
you
you've kissed men. Is that what you're saying? And one of the women could have been a transsexual.
Hey, in Vegas? I got
yeah,
no idea.
Girl, you never know, right? That's the truth.
I would
in Vegas,
doubt
I don't,
it.
I don't know nothing in Vegas.
As long as the check clears, I don't care.
I wasn't sure where that voice was coming from, and I saw him. I was like, who said that?
That was me.
That's our
that
announcer.
Was me. Yeah. I lowered my voice.
Hey, I think we should play a fun little game.
Well, aren't you creative?
Aren't I? It's your show,
me.
But I think you'll like this.
Well,
let's
let me hear
play
the game.
What's the first thing you stuck inside you?
Ooh.
Dr. Susie.
I'm looking at this green pear.
But let's take you back to a later date.
The
no,
first thing I stuck
that.
Inside
that,
me.
Though.
Was it like at what age? Like an hour ago?
Don't tell us what age.
Not age.
Feels
object.
No, I mean, when I was real little, I would say my finger.
Well, okay, let's talk about non organic objects.
Get a mic down a little bit.
Anything for you, Daddy?
I think it might have been.
But a penis is organic.
A Barbie doll leg.
Well, good answer.
Oh.
Okay. The first non
Barbie doll
flesh bearing.
Your own.
Yeah. For me, I'm going to tell you what mine was. Mine was a Nerf dart.
Oh, snap.
Susan,
like
mine
that.
Was a laser pointer.
A bit.
Okay, I'm the most lame-o here.
Yeah.
Laser pointer.
Nothing.
No
it's
filter on
a dick.
The end.
I
dick.
Never put a foreign object in me.
What about a tampon?
Okay, thank you.
One
tampon.
At a time.
No, I did like.
It's a trick question.
If I was going to shove something in me, I wanted it to be a fucking dick or a tongue.
So you never, what was the first thing you masturbated with, is what I'm asking.
Well, my finger, I don't know what age.
Showerhead.
Yeah,
cucumber.
Showerhead.
Massaging showerhead.
Oh, Brandy. So funny
shower
story. Head. When I came out when I was 13, when I was gay, I had a girlfriend, and I didn't know how to break up with her.
Oh, you were gay and had a girlfriend.
I didn't know how to break up with her, but we would talk about masturbating all the time.
She's
and
still heartbroken.
She is. She's mm-hmm. fucked up, honey.
I bet she
she's
is.
She's still living with
you
her mama
her.
20 years later.
I bet you she's a fatty, too.
But.
Ooh. You're
How you doing?
Speaking of green, woo.
But my girlfriend used to use the shower head. And then I finally said to her, I go, look, I can't be with you. And she goes, I can't be with you. And I go, I'm gay. And she goes, I'm gay. And blah, blah, blah. But.
You're both gay?
She was a lesbian.
She wanted to be with her shower head.
No wonder, right?
Shit. Whatever I was.
You guys should have been perfect together.
Yeah.
The adventure would have been amazing.
He's cross-eyed, I'm cross-eyed.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. You just said something.
He's drunk.
Wait a minute, you just said something.
He's working on it.
Wait.
What happened?
You just said something that turns me on.
Your voice throws
this
me
on. This girl here has got eye that goes that way and another eye that goes that way. That's so fucking sexy.
Who the fuck are you looking at? That's the question here. But no, really, your voice keeps throwing me off. Because I'm looking at three beautiful women and the woman behind me. And
then I hear your voice.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why we aim to confuse you. All of us all together, we're trans.
Hey.
No, and also,
trans.
I also learned tonight that I'm a tranny lesbian.
That's Amy Daly again.
Because I only like girls.
You know, 10 years ago, you would have been a lesbian with a dick. Now you're a trans lesbian.
Liar.
Is that because of your pink panties?
No.
Okay, wait. Where's the director in the house?
It's because of my pink
you
panties.
You behind you.
Okay. He needs to pay us good.
Would you like
Amy
to say hello?
And Morgan.
Would you like to say
no,
hello?
No, she's not. Yeah.
Did you want to say hello?
I think
we've only got
have
a couple more minutes.
No, no. What I'm saying is we need to have. We've had great chemistry, a great, you know, brouhaha.
10 minutes.
He needs to pay us very well, and we'll just have debutante and trans women sex.
This is Domino.
Wait
a second. Quiet, ladies. This is Domino Presley.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Let's hear for Domino, assholes.
Oh, this is not right. I can't do all this.
Yeah, it's okay. You can just talk. You don't have to hear. But my headset is now.
Your head?
Okay. Is that this?
Okay, it's on. Go ahead.
Domino, welcome to the speakeasy.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
She's
so
beautiful.
You feeling better now?
A little bit, yeah. I got my food out from earlier, and now I feel great.
Oh, wow. Oh, no, you're not.
I had to go work out in the bathroom.
You're not like a rainbow shower girl. No. You're not into that rainbow fetish, are you?
What's that? I don't know. What
growing
is that?
Up.
No.
Okay. No, okay.
No.
Oh, but you worked it all out.
Yeah.
So you are an award-winning trans woman model?
Mm-hmm.
What's the award?
I won Best Up-and-Comer for this year, and
thanks.
And I won Best Model, or Model of the Year for Shemale Yum.
Shemale Yum.
Yeah.
Yes. And where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Nice.
Cool.
I'm from the hood. How are you doing?
Really? And so, was there a moment of transformation for you, or a couple of moments?
Yeah, when I came out of my mom's vagina.
When you all came right out, you came out.
I was supposed to be a girl, and I came out with a dick, and so they named me with a boy's name, and
okay,
then later on I became...
Well, Domino could go either way, actually. I mean, it could be a pizza name, but,
I deliver.
But, yeah.
No, she's too sexy. You need a better name than Domino.
Oh, it's a good name. She delivers, yeah. And everyone likes to play with Domino.
Yeah, I have the Domino effect.
So you are you a porn star also? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
And have you worked with these ladies or?
No.
No.
Not yet.
We're making a DVD. It's in the works.
Yeah. You have to talk on the microphone. That's your mic.
Everybody. She's an up and comer who is a little bit more fresh to the business and is really taking this scene by storm. She's a hot
mama.
Yes. Now
this is what I mean.
That's what she means.
I
you
thought
never
she was
know
a girl.
You
I, honestly,
know.
She is a girl.
You're a girl.
Of course she is.
Like you're a blonde girl. She's a trans girl.
We all have.
I mean, unless that blonde hair is natural.
She's a girl.
Tell me.
I'm bought and paid.
She is a.
I'm bought and paid.
Wait a minute. She is a girl with a big clit.
Okay, I like that. A girl with a big clit.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's been taking testosterone.
Because that's what we have. Us guys have clits that are very big.
Oh, she's just talking shit.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
So now let me find out, though.
Girl.
All right, can I ask you? We've only got a few more minutes. So are you...
You have 7 minutes.
Have you had surgery or...
No, I've had my ass done and that's it.
You had your ass done?
What does that mean?
I got it pumped.
What does that mean? Like with air?
What? With silicone.
Oh, with silicone. Wow, look at that ass. That's a hot ass. Can we see more of the ass?
Oh, I showed my pussy,
you gotta
please.
You got to pay me to see all that.
I have
she
toys.
She real cheap, honey. You know.
Just give her a drink. She's
promotional.
Cheap.
Well, actually, you
I want to hear more from the beautiful blonde sitting next to me. Not that I don't love you, but I know your life story.
No,
I would like
great.
To see her vagina more. There's a girl in a skull dress over here who looks like she might want to sit on my face.
You know what? This is a DVD in the making. We've got great chemistry, and that's always what it's always about.
There
great
you go.
Chemistry.
Hey, are you in a pee fetish? Because I really got
now,
a fucking pee.
Where's the...
So
I'm with you, Amy. I could pee, too. Who wants to swallow
pee?
It?
Pee?
You got to get paid for that. I'm
honey, she's
it.
Got money. Don't worry.
That Domino, money. I just have to tell you, your abs are to die for.
Thank
I
you.
Saw them.
Yes.
Domino, please get on stage and show us your ass and abs, please.
Domino, right, Domino,
take
Domino,
her over.
Domino.
You know what?
Bring her up.
Bring her up.
Come on over here.
I think really what it's come down to, trans woman or not trans woman, we've all found this a beautiful appreciation of who we are.
Absolutely.
And really, I mean, Brandy's wrote in her book about
Susie,
yes,
for the conservative
here
woman.
Here she goes. This
honey,
is
we all have a little
Domino step. Presley.
We too.
I would have never.
Ooh, yes, wow. Ma'am.
Yeah. Wow. Hot body. Hot body, whatever the gender. I mean, that's just a hot human.
Thank
this
you.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I would have never known unless you would have told me.
Hormones and McDonald's go a long way.
These are some beautiful panties for Panty Boy. This is black and pink panties.
Let me see this ass. Let me see this ass.
Look at this ass. Oh, yeah.
Honey, that bell's not
good
doing justice.
Good work on that ass.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And what does that say? Wild lit. Two pairs of panties.
Take off your belt.
Okay, here we go.
Layers.
And there down we go with the G-string. Okay, we're wearing G-string.
That's it. She's done. No.
Okay.
She's beautiful. Thank
beautiful.
You,
gorgeous.
Thank
gorgeous.
You. Whoa.
Beautiful. Did you want your... She got her.
Watch your step.
Wow, we have some great ladies. Let's all get up on the bed because we're going to do our final goodbye.
Okay.
And so we're all going to sit up here and then we're going to do a group shot. We're almost done with the show.
The
we've only got
there,
4 minutes, 3.5 minutes. Everybody's going to give out their information so you all can get paid by my fans. Okay.
Thank you.
I don't want to get paid. I just want Brandy to sit on my face.
Yeah.
I
want to get
laid. For a fucking nickel. I'll
all right.
Later.
Come on up here.
She's got 4 minutes.
Honey, that's your problem. You're charging the nickel.
Help him through here.
Okay. And we
have...
Is this microphone working?
Let me hear you.
Test. Well. Test. Yep. Okay.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Everybody come on up
you,
here.
Let me hear you again, Susan, please.
Mm-hmm.
Susie, talk into that microphone.
Test.
Yep, you got it. Okay.
Okay. First.
Okay, and let's find out where we can find...
we're going to get everybody's
let's
information.
Let's find out where we can find all these beautiful, luscious people.
Beautiful, luscious people, come to the bed. Beautiful, luscious people.
This is like the most fucked up version of you.
All right, so real quick, we're going to go around and tell all the fans where they can give us some green and pots of gold. Okay, so where do we find you, Domino?
I'm on ts-dominopresley.com or Twitter at Domino Presley.
Say it again.
Twitter at Domino Presley.
Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter.
Whether
the
you have a twat or not.
Your twat and your shitter, your Twitter.
Right between the twat and your...
Okay. Shitter. For Morgan Wright, you can find me. Gotta think I'm a blonde. Okay, pornstars@xxx.com and themilfhuntress.com. And if you're in Vegas and you want some great sex coach, go to me, MorganWright@AOL.com, and I will show you how to have better sex.
With that tongue that she inherited from Gene Simmons. Okay, well, Bon, you can say hello.
Well, hello. I'm at bonjohnson.com, and you can also find me on Twitter.
Okay.
And apparently I squeak when lovely women grab my ass. Passing to the lovely woman.
My name is Brandy Love, and you guys can find me at brandylove.com, Brandy with an I, or of course Twitter, where I post all those behind-the-scenes pictures, at brandy_love.
Ooh. And get her book.
Yeah, get the book.
Hey, hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and watching. I am Morgan Bailey, and you can see me at morgan-bailey.com, and it's spelled like it sounds. I had a really good time tonight, and hoping Brandy's married ass is on my face before I leave. I'm not a lesbian, by the way.
You know, I think you're all trans.
Or pay or
pan
trans.
A lot of pan trans.
There you go.
Very sexy fun.
Okay, here we go.
I'm Amy Daly, and I'm. You can see me at amydaly.com, amydaly.com, like carsondaly.com. I'm anything for pay. I don't give a shit.
Georgia and North Carolina. Buddy Wood. Or Bud Woody.
I'm Buddy Wood. I shoot for shemaleum.com, shemaleporn.com, itdos.com, amydaly.com, hazeltucker.com, dominopresley.com, tsdominopresley.com.
Oh, yeah.
Every Thursday night, Blue Moon Nights, Transsexual Night there in North Hollywood, 4712 Lancashire.
You're really into this.
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff. And I have a new strip club every Sunday night, Transsexual Strip Club.
Wow.
Vintage Industrial Strip Club every Sunday night. I don't know the address.
No, it's secret. Oh.
It's in some valley.
Thank you. It's so secret.
Oh,
thank you. Okay, here we go.
Oh,
well, it's my great pleasure. It's my great pleasure. And one more second before you can talk amongst yourselves. Just quiet down a second, because we're going to say goodnight, because it's the witching hour, and we're about to start the erotic after party. But I want to tell you, my darling viewers and listeners, however you're tuning in your home, your mansion, or your cardboard box with a laptop, I want you to be good, be happy, try not to hurt anyone, try to be your sexual self, and probably then you won't hurt anyone, because most of that desire to hurt people comes out of not being able to be your sexual self. So make like bonobos, not baboons. Be pan-trans, be pansexualist. Explore different ways of expressing your sexual self, and make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you. Love you. Bye.
Nina Hartley calls them.
some microphone on my lap, or am I just happy to see everyone? Okay.
Nina Hartley calls them the best commandments to come around in the past 2,000 years. Dr. Susan Block's 10 Commandments of Pleasure gives you the erotic keys to a healthy sexual life. Whether you're married or single, monogamous, polyamorous, or even polymorphously perverse, Dr. Block's 10 Commandments of Pleasure will help you to enjoy and cultivate love, lust, and life itself as never before. With delicious humor and wisdom, and inspired by the bonobo way of peace through pleasure, this international bestseller, translated into 10 different languages and now in its third English language edition, has become the sexual bible to millions of singles and couples around the world. Why? Because it gives you the keys to giving pleasure. The power to give pleasure is the greatest power that you have. Discover that power within you through Dr. Susan Block's 10 Commandments of Pleasure. Order your copy today. Call 213-670-0066. We're here for you 24/7, so there's no need to wait. Call 213-670-0066 today.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.